You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me ask you this. And I have. I've reached out deep within the NBA community, Dibs. And I have spoken to some people from the dark side. I don't like speaking to these people, but sometimes I'm forced to.
Right.
I call them Laker fans.
Yes, but you and I both have friends who work in and around and for that organization. So it can get a little bit muddy.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. But I've spoken to Laker fans. And you know what they want? You know what they want this offseason? They want LeBron James to come back. Let me ask you this, Dan Dibley. Why do you think Laker fans want LeBron James back on the team?
Because he's a really good basketball player, Mark.
That's one answer.
Yeah.
I could rally back and say Laker fans are very, very used to winning championships. And with LeBron on the team now for a couple, 2-3 years running, at full health, all the way to the end of the season, he's a play-in team and a bow out against the Nuggets.
They got a chip.
Yeah, well,
in 2020,
they got half a chip, and that was 4 years ago.
Right,
that's a while ago now. But this is a play-in team, and it is a team that when it faces the Denver Nuggets, it's not close.
Western Finals last year,
correct. And when they face the Denver Nuggets, it's not close. Like, yes, they made a little bit of noise. Nobody mistook the Lakers the last 3 years for a team that was going to win a ring. And I've been told for my whole life, Laker fans, Laker Nation, oh, they settle for nothing less. So why would they want LeBron James back? Seems to me you're signing up for fifth place. Why would you do that?
They love their stars in LA.
Okay.
And he's a really good player, and they love their stars, and so you think about what you would have without LeBron James. You would have Anthony Davis, who is not exactly a ferocious saber-toothed tiger of a superstar. He is a superstar, but I think Laker fan would much rather have LeBron and not AD than AD and not LeBron.
That's an interesting one. I mean, that's probably just because Anthony gets hurt all the time.
He got hurt four times last night.
Yes, he did. And he has good grimaces.
Yeah.
Really good grimaces. We'll find out. Look, there's a few things to find out from inside the Laker locker room before we know what might or might not be available to the Warriors this year. So our buddy Mike Trudell, who is the top Laker reporter out there for ESPN, and he is going to join us here in exactly an hour. Our buddy Nick Friedell is going to
Trudell and Friedell?
That's right. So if your name
is... Can we get Tank Dell?
Well, it was a day to talk to people who end in L.
Right.
Because that's what happened to the Lakers season and Kevin Durant, too. So there you go.
That's a four.
Trudell, Friedell, we said. Who can we get that doesn't have a W in their name?
Turk Wendell, former Mets pitcher.
Not available. But anyway, point is I think that Laker fans don't even know. The reason they want LeBron is because if you have LeBron, you're a show. And that's what this is. And so, for me, you don't need to do this. I get it. I know where this is, you know, Lucas will probably package this and he's going to put it on social media and I'm going to have to put my dukes up because here we are with the whole, oh, Mark doesn't care about winning. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I think if you're the Warriors and you want to do this, you got to, for now, you got to remove this whole thing that we're all doing. How do we win a championship? It's not about that right now. You're the 10 seed. So crawl before you can walk. Maximize the remainder of Steph's career. All those things to me means you have got to reboot this thing so that it's exciting. It's a show. Yes, there's overlap there. You're not a show unless you're in the playoffs and you're making some hay. But the obsession with winning the last game to me is that's a couple of turns away on our ways map. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not the next turn. Okay. That little voice. If Siri starts telling you where to turn, the next turn is, can you like, you got to be good. You got to be more exciting. You got to
so
be interesting.
Things.
You
yeah.
have to, yeah.
It's like the Kentucky Derby, Mark. Fastest 2 minutes in sports. You can't win the Derby out of the gate. You can lose it, but you can't win it. You don't win the Derby until you get to the top of the stretch. And at that point, you got 20 horses in the field. It stretches out wide. Then you make your deep run. So for your analogy, yeah, you get LeBron or whatever you do between now and the finish line. It's a long shot that you're going to be a championship team. So enjoy the ride. The first turn, the far turn, the backstretch, the clubhouse turn.
Whoa.
You know, if you're a good enough team
yep.
and you're interesting and you're exciting and you win 46 again and maybe you're the sixth seed next year. All right. Crack your knuckles and here we go. Maybe you could make a stretch run.
Do you know what's funny, though? Like, and I love to do this. Do you ever like, we talk about this every day of our lives. And then do you ever get like, I don't know, a month down the road, 2 months down the road, turn around and look at ourselves and think about what we're saying. We have spent 6 months screaming about how the Warriors are too old.
Right.
The Warriors have aged out of winning championships. We have got to do something about it. And the second they're done, what do we all yell?
Get older. I said it last year.
Let's go get LeBron.
That's why I love the Chris Paul signing.
Or Kevin Durant.
Double down on the old guys.
I mean, so if Kevin Durant.
Is Udonis Haslam still around?
If Durant, Curry, and LeBron are all not good enough to lead championship teams anymore, is your response, but maybe they can if they're all together? Maybe two of them are still good enough to be an NBA championship one. Is that the argument?
Like, yeah.
Is it?
Well, and Steph will tell you, and I know you'll play the sound coming up, but he said, you know, three more wins gets us into the sixth seed, so that's how close they think they are. So you throw LeBron in the mix or KD, and I know there'll be some subtractions, but if you've got a veteran core and you add KD or LeBron, can that get you those three wins to get you to a sixth seed? Their rationale would be yes. And I don't think Steph thinks that he is beginning to decline at all.
No, he doesn't. And he also thinks you can win a title out of the sixth seed, which you are allowed to do.
Right. The last team to do that, I think, was the Houston Rockets.
Right.
So with Hakeem.
All of us can think of maybe the two or three times that it has happened in our lifetimes, and we ain't that young. Okay?
Yeah.
So, like, the obsession with the sixth seed, what are we actually saying? And again, I know from a player standpoint, that player is like, oh, just give me that chance. Just give me that chance. Just give me that sixth seed. That's all I need because I'm him. Sure, you can think that way because, Steph, you kind of are. You're him. I get it. You can think that way. But let's not act like that's why I'm saying remove fans this whole, like, got to win a championship. Well, so what? Oh, if Draymond hadn't got suspended, we would have won four more games. Great. What would that get you? Those teams that won 49 and 50 games this year, they're already out. They're out.
Phoenix,
they
out.
They got crushed. The Pelicans didn't even win a game.
Did they?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Win 49, or they 48, right
the Pelicans
there.
And Suns, I think, have the same record
at 49
each.
Okay, yeah.
And the Suns have the tiebreaker. And then the Suns and the Lakers and the Pelicans and all of their momentum, they charged out of the play-in tournament and they charged into the playoffs and all three of them played and they sum total got one win.
And it was the courtesy game, the gentleman's sweep, Lakers at home in game four. That's it.
So when Steph tells you we're not that far off, it does kind of sound like they're saying that they're not far off from being far off. What is your sixth seed? What does that do? What does that get you?
It gets you a chance to take on the three. And if you beat them, then you got to beat the two. And then you probably got to beat the one. Then you got to beat the other one. And then you're champs, Mark. It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
One sixth seed has ever won the NBA championship.
Cool.
No five and only one four seed.
I'll give you another example. I heard a caller bring this up right as I was about to park the ride today. And the caller said, you know what we need? We got to stop all this star hunting and we got to be more of a team, just like the We Believe group. And I went, perfect. Dibs, why do we all love We Believe so much?
Because it was an absolute surprise and it was a high water mark after a long trudge through the basketball Sahara.
Very true.
It was a desert of losing, and then you had this neat little surprise, and a team that won, checks notes, five playoff games.
Five.
You were the eight. You upset the one. Avery Johnson, I probably should have done things a little different. They won 67 games, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Warriors upset it. They took it to them, and then they lost to Utah in five.
Correct.
So That at the time, was the high water mark for any of us who were alive.
You're 100% correct. It's a matter of perspective. None of us, most of us, I mean, I think they won a championship when I was 5 months old. But anyway.
I'm seven, so that fits. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember it?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
You weren't watching?
My dad loved Rick Barry, though.
Oh, why not?
Dwayne Dilley, rest in peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I shot free throws granny style myself.
By the way, the guys yesterday were trying to remember the names of all of the Barry sons who played in the league.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to yell this when I have this nasty habit. Like, I'm like, if I can get to a stoplight in time, I'm a text Steiny. I'm a text Goo. Because I know what they're trying to think of. And I'm like,
John, Brent.
No, that was the one they missed.
They missed Brent?
They missed Brent.
Brent and Scooter.
They started with Scooter.
He's the oldest.
They're like Scooter, and then John, And they're like, God, I think there was one more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my car, I'm like, Brent! His name is Brent! I tried to scream it out the window. They couldn't hear me. Anyway, so yes.
Canyonberry, but he never made the league.
Never made the league.
That's Rick's, his 2.0 family.
Can you imagine?
Like
yeah, Cooper Manning. Can you imagine being in that family and like just not making the league?
Tough.
Do they still buy you presents on your birthday? Awful. Sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner, what are we all thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for my NBA contract. I'm thankful for my NBA contract. I'm thankful for my NBA contract.
Dude.
How about you, kid? Well, I'm thankful for all of you.
Exactly. Cooper Manning, Eli's got 2 Lombardis. Peyton's got the 2 Lombardis.
Jeez.
And, Cooper's got
a sense of humor.
Cooper's got a son who's on his way to the league.
Well, there you go. So it all worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out in the Manning family. Anyway, back to We Believe. Yes, a matter of perspective. Also, they were a show. They had television characters. We can still name them. You can still remember Baron Davis's dunk or a 3.
I was there.
Steven Jackson or Al Harrington.
Yep.
Matt Barnes, whatever. Like all those dudes, like the We Believe Warriors.
Beadrins. The young Beadrins.
Andres Beadrich.
Kalena Azubuki.
Really
getting
fun.
Getting some mop-up minutes.
I love Beadrich's videos from his car on social media. It's been a minute, but still. Like, they had characters.
Yep.
And they had a thing and just a swagger, and you wanted to watch them on TV. And we love that. And it didn't win a damn thing. It didn't win. It didn't even consider winning a championship. It didn't even come within a breath of it. But we loved it. And so for me, that's a little bit more of my focus this offseason is how it's not like be a sideshow. You still have to be good. You have to be effective. You have to be a playoff team. You have to maneuver when you get there. But this obsession with how do we get Steph another ring, I don't know if this sounds blasphemous. Like, I'm going to be able to sleep at night if Steph finishes with 4.
Me too.
I'll be fine. And so will he.
Yeah, but you have to approach it like you are chasing it.
Absolutely.
Even though the goal is way, way down the road and it is highly unlikely, you still have to have the mindset of we're going to do everything we can to try to chase that and get it done. And that's why the LeBron thing is so interesting. And we can get into the weeds with the financials, and maybe we can get a cap expert in here to explain exactly what it would take. But just the idea itself of LeBron as a Warrior, how does that hit you, Warrior fans? Because some Warrior fans would rather watch Steph go down in flames as opposed to even sustaining LeBron James for 1 minute.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's true.
Like, would you even want him, Dub Nation? That to me is...
My answer is yes, but I'd rather have Kevin Durant.
My answer is yes, and I'd rather not have Kevin Durant.
Why?
We've seen that show.
I know, and it worked. It was really good show.
It worked a long time ago.
Yes, it did.
Talk about 4 years ago?
Oh, but
that was 6 years ago.
But you're gonna claim that this is like tired and then pitch to me that you want LeBron James? Give me 40.
LeBron as a Warrior is not tired. It's new. It's fresh. And I know that Draymond likes him, so...
So would Kevin at this point. This is a totally new version.
I don't like this version as much as I like that version.
All right, they're both playing very, very well.
Yeah.
They're both playing great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.